Which one's the truth, or something like that.
Something like that. Basically, I just find a bunch of fun facts and I tell him about them, and then he tries to guess if they're real or they're fake. Basically, it's going to be really loose rules, and really, we're just going to be talking about fun facts today. So,
And then I'm going to make fun of them, probably.
most likely, yes. Okay, so here's the first one. Where is the highest court in the land located?
Oh, I thought I was going to get options.
Nope.
Oh. The Supreme Court? I don't know. Washington?
You're actually right. There's a basketball court on the top floor of the U.S. Supreme Court building. Its nickname is the highest court in the land.
Ha
I
That's stupid, but ha ha.
know, right? There is a well-known business that has a lower acceptance rate than Harvard College. What's that business?
I don't.
It's actually Walmart. You think you're hard
What?
to get into, Harvard, what with your fancy 8.9% admittance rate and all? Well, try this on for size. Only 2.6% of Walmart applicants are accepted.
Yep, they accepted my brother. He's dumb as shit. God damn. Okay, next question.
These aren't good. I'm going to go to the next one. Hold on.
Well, any of them
Ooh,
works.
ooh, ooh. Okay, how about this? A Lake Superior State University in Michigan offers a hunting license for a specific type of animal. What type of animal is it?
Wait, say that again.
Lake Superior State University in Michigan offers a hunting license for a specific type of animal. That animal doesn't live in Michigan. What is this animal?
Beaver.
It's actually a unicorn. Lake Superior State University in Michigan offers a unicorn hunting license. Unsurprisingly, the chief herald of the unicorn hunters was once quoted saying, "The pursuit of the unicorn is a lonely quest."
Yeah, 'cause you're never gonna get married 'cause people are gonna think you're weird because you're searching for a thing that doesn't exist. Next question. Any of them. Just any of them so I can make fun of them.
Okay. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? And who figured it out?
Do I answer both?
Yes.
34 and some gay g dude.
It officially takes 364 licks to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. Well, at least according to the engineering students at Purdue University, who used a proprietary licking machine rather than a human tongue.
It's better to use human tongue because that actually shows how many fucking licks it takes for humans, not for a dang machine.
Okay, here's
Okay.
another one. Not only humans have accents. What animal has accents?
Apes.
Actually, it's cows. In small populations, such as herds, you would encounter identifiable dialectal variations, which are most affected by immediate peer groups. Basically,
Okay.
cows move with regional dialects.
I'm gonna make a joke now. Bunge moo. No, that failed. Trying to do. F I can't do Ben. Now I'm thinking Irish. Oh, good golly.
I think the state was Alaska. I think they had like a cat for a mayor in one of their cities. Basically, there's a small town of Dorset, Minnesota, where there's a new mayor picked every 2 years by drawing names out of a hat. Who was the mayor selected in 2015, and what was special about him?
His name is Spot, and he was a dog.
He was actually a 3-year-old named Robert Tufts. His governing style? Being nice and no poopy talk.
A good God.
I think we can all agree that the world could use more of him in higher office.
Well, what if Korea? Well, wait, Korea already has a baby as a ruler.
Haha. Alrighty, how about this one? What's Cookie Monster's real name?
Monster Cookie?
No, it's Sid. Seriously, not even kidding.
Sid the Cookie Monster. Okay, next.
Alrighty. What ironic word did China censor?
I don't know.
The word for censorship. I guess you can't be guilty of a crime if nobody's allowed to describe what it is.
That's so confusing.
Well, so if people can't say there's so much censorship, then they can't, like, call the government out.
Well, I know what that meant. That means, like, it would be so confusing. Like, I want to, but I can't.
Yeah, pretty much. Sharks do kill people. However, there is one inanimate object that is more of a threat to humanity than sharks. What is it?
Cars.
Well, yes. But vending machines are bigger threats to humanity than sharks. You're twice as likely to be killed by a vending machine than a shark.
Does it say how? Like it falling
Yes,
on you?
yes, falling on you basically. People who get mad and like shake it, trying to get their stuff out, it falls over on them and they die.
I've seen that in video games, but.
Yes, it happens in real life. Approximately 2 people in the US die every year from it.
And one person from shark attacks.
Approximately.
Approximate, yeah. Well, that's stupid.
Alrighty,
But it makes sense.
if you had to name the blob of toothpaste that sits on your toothbrush, what would you call it?
Matt.
It's called a nurdle. Yep.
I thought you meant like actually try to name it, not what is the name.
Well, I just wanted to know what you would name it.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Okay, here's a fun fact. I'm not even going to ask a question about it. Fun fact, the Queen is a total wedding crasher. If you invite the Queen of England to your wedding, even if you're not royalty, there's a chance she might show up anyway, as she did with one unsuspecting couple in Manchester in 2012.
Does it say what happened?
No.
Well, I wonder if it I wonder what their reaction was. Like, holy shit, the Queen's here. Don't fuck up.
Alrighty. So Viagra, it assists with problems of an intimate nature, but it also can help plants. How does it do this?
Magic.
Flowers like Viagra. Fact, if you put some Viagra in a vase, it'll make flowers stand up straight for a week beyond when they normally wilt. And for more on the little blue pill, you can use it in other cases here.
Okay. Next question.
Ha ha! Alrighty. Britain's Secret Intelligence Service once hacked into an Al-Qaeda website and replaced the bomb instructions with what?
A cooking recipe.
It was a cupcake recipe.
Ha
Yep.
Too right. Out of I don't know how many.
Alrighty. There is one American town with a population of one person. Manawi, Nebraska is the only town in the United States with an official population of one person. Yes, she owes taxes to herself. She's in her 80s and she's employed as the village's like mayor, librarian, and bartender.
I thought we were doing questions.
Well, that one was too awesome to ask a question about.
Okay. Wait, in Nebraska?
Yes.
Okay.
Alrighty.
I'm gonna move to that town and make it a population of two.
Alrighty. There was a president that had a childish sense of humor. Believe it or not, this U.S. president thought it was hilarious to push the emergency buzzer on his desk and then hide when the Secret Service came running. Which president was this?
Oh, God. I'm going to start going into complete politician mode. Franklin Roosevelt?
No, it was President Coolidge, the 30th U.S. president.
Oh. I was going to say Trump or Bush. Otherwise.
Alrighty. In 2012, a man wore 60 shirts and 9 pairs of jeans. Why did he do this?
Okay, hint. Is it a smart reason or a retarded reason?
Both.
He wanted to break a record and stay warm.
In 2012, a man wore 60 shirts and 9 pairs of jeans on an 11 and a half hour flight from China to Africa because he didn't want to pay the extra baggage fee.
Oh,
that's smart and but stupid.
I want to know if he died, because that's a lot of shirts. That's a lot of heat.
No, he did not die.
Dang it.
Alrighty. A town in Washington has a bridge over a busy road. It's called the Nutty Narrows Bridge. Who are the main... who's the main traverser of this bridge?
Wait, what's the name of the bridge?
Nutty Narrows Bridge.
I'm gonna guess narrow nutty.
A bridge for squirrels exists in a town in Washington. There's a treetop bridge over a busy road that's just big enough for squirrels. It's called the Nutty Narrows Bridge. Admit it, that's undeniably funny.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Next question.
When he was in graduate school, astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson considered becoming a blank.
A fighter.
A stripper to earn extra money. He visited a club and watched dancers perform to the song Great Balls of Fire. Tyson left immediately and became a math tutor instead.
Fun.
Yep. Alrighty. There is a village in southern Norway actually called Hell. And get this, every winter, it freezes over.
Dang it, I've lost a lot of bets.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Alrighty. A U.S. constitutional amendment was proposed in 1893. Suggesting that the country be renamed. What?
Wait, say that question again.
A U.S. constitutional amendment was proposed in 1893, suggesting that the country be renamed the what?
The Gates of Hell.
The United States of Earth.
Oh.
There was another failed amendment a few years prior that wanted to abolish the blank and install a blank.
Abolish slavery and install child labor.
It wanted to abolish the presidency and install a Roman-style triumvirate, or however you say it.
That would fail.
Yeah, as if the United States needed any more comparisons to the doomed Roman Empire.
The whole world would fall if that happened. Well, the whole. Well, probably. We'd probably go fucking insane and then try to kill everyone.
There is a highway in Lancaster, California that plays the William Tell Overture, or the theme from The Lone Ranger, whenever cars drive over it at 55 miles per hour. Yes, there's roads that sing. The only problem? It was made wrong. What was the problem?
They forgot. Let me see. they forgot that the speed limit is under 50?
No. So when you actually drive over the road, what happens is, that right there, that's an octave above the lowest note in the song. The problem is when you actually drive over it, it's not an octave above. It's really, really flat. So they, in the dimensions for the road, you're supposed to have spaces between the dips. Like on the side of the highway, there's those like dip things that make it go brrr whenever you drive over it.
Mm-hmm.
It's that, but they made the length of the dips different so that you could have a different note each time. Well, you're also supposed to have a gap between each dip. They put the dimensions of the dip in with the dimensions of the gap as well. So each dip is actually not as wide as it's supposed to be, which makes everything flat.
So the
city paid to repave it, but they just used the same blueprints all over again.
So they're complete idiots.
Yes. There's actually this guy who did a really cool YouTube video about it. I forget what he's called.
Well, leave it to the Americans to fail at something again, as usual.
Yep. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention has a real website devoted to what type of apocalypse?
Wait, say that again.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has a real website devoted to what type of apocalypse?
Zombie apocalypse.
Yep.
Haha! That was an easy one.
It's an actual website. Alrighty. How many minutes of brooding silence are there in the Twilight movies?
12?
26.
Dang it.
If you splice them all together. Alrighty. Lobsters communicate with each other by what weird action?
Farting? I don't know.
Urinating at each other.
Oh, I was close. Lobsters
have bladders on either side of their heads, so they communicate by urinating at each other. If they want other lobsters to know that they're happy or sad or angry or interested in a relationship, they say it with pee.
That is... sounds like something an American would do.
Yep. So there was this celebrity that once entered a celebrity lookalike contest as herself without revealing her true identity. She lost to a drag queen. What was this identity? What was this celebrity's identity?
Lady Gaga.
Dolly Parton. Although I don't know if Lady Gaga has actually done that. It's quite possible, but in this instance, I'm talking about Dolly Parton.
Dang it.
Yep.
I don't even know who that is.
Let's see. Alrighty. Eating enough of what will turn your skin orange?
Cheetos, because Trump is apparently a Cheeto.
No, it's actually carrots, and I can testify to this. This actually happened to me when I was little. I loved the carrot puree baby food that my mom gave me, and I ate it so much that I literally turned orange, and she took me to the doctor. Yep.
I'm thinking Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory right now.
That's pretty much what happened.
Fun.
Let's see. A Russian author may be the real inventor of emojis. He came up with the idea for smiley emoticons in 1969.
Well, the Russians are smarter than us.
Yep. Let's see here. Alrighty, how about this fun fact? A dairy cow will produce up to 3% more milk when listening to music that they like. What's an example of music that they don't like?
Uh-huh. Screamo?
Country music, especially Willie Nelson country music.
Oh gosh, that's weird.
They need something with a beat.
That's weird.
Alrighty, how about this one? What's the longest time between two twins being born?
A day.
87 days.
Oh, jeez.
My guess is one was born premature and one was born late, and one was born by C-section and one was born vaginally. That's my guess. Actually, I'm going to click on the link. Let's see what they say.
Well, while you do that, I'm going to make an announcement. We do, as you've already known, we have Instagram and an email. Check it out in the information podcast that I made. And then we also now have a Twitter account. Just search up the podcast name and you should find it. Okay.
Alrighty. Twins Amy and Katie were incredibly born 87 days apart. Maria went into labor 4 months early, giving birth to Amy, but Katie did not arrive until 3 months later. The incredible births will now become a Guinness World Record for the longest interval between the birth of twins. The previous record was 84 days.
Oh.
Let's see here.
I bet they both had probably some mental thing wrong with them after being
born. No, actually, they hit the medical lottery, and both of them are happy and healthy.
What? How?
Yep. I don't know. Let's see here. That's pretty cool. All right, I'll go back.
Were you doing what I usually do?
Yes, I got distracted and I like really random facts.
Haha.
Alrighty, how about this? Where's the world's most remote post box? Now, I'm talking...
The Sihora, Sonora Desert.
No, it's the world's deepest post box is in Tsusami Bay in Japan. It's 10 meters underwater, about 33 feet.
You said secluded.
Yes. It's the hardest one to get to because it's frickin' 10 meters under the water. Who the frick wants to swim down with envelopes 10 meters under the water?
Who the heck put their post office box underwater?
I don't know. In 2007, an American man named Corey Taylor tried to fake his own death in order to blank. It didn't work.
He tried to get a girlfriend? Or a wife?
He tried to fake his own death in order to get out of his cell phone contract without paying a fee. It didn't work.
No, because they charge you anyway.
No, yeah. I don't know. Let's see. Jesus. Okay. Jockey Frank Hayes won a race at Belmont Park in New York. In what way was this race special?
It was a handstand race.
He was dead when he crossed the finish line.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, he suffered a heart attack mid-race, but his body stayed in the saddle until his horse crossed the line.
That reminds me of the Pikes Peak bicycle race, hill climb, something, whatever. Once with cars, once with people and bikes. But the guy, the second he crossed the finish line, he had a heart attack, fell into a ditch, and died.
Huh. Alrighty, how about this one? Female kangaroos have 3 vaginas.
Okay.
Most Muppets are left-handed. Since most Muppeteers are right-handed, the right hand usually operates the head. Therefore, their less dominant left hand operates the left hand of the Muppet.
Okay.
Light doesn't necessarily travel at the speed of light. The slowest we've ever recorded light moving is blank.
1 billion miles per hour.
38 miles per hour.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was totally wrong.
Alrighty. Casumarzu is a Sardinian cheese. It's a good idea to shield it with your hand. Why is this?
Because it molds at sunlight.
It contains live maggots that can jump up to 5 inches out of the cheese while you're eating it.
I feel like puking now. Wait, are you going to eat the maggots?
I don't know.
Because if they cover them so they don't jump out. Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, where is this cheese located?
Sardinia, I think. It's called Sardinian cheese.
Don't know where that is, but I'm never going there.
Alrighty. We swallow by contracting our esophagus. How does the northern leopard frog swallow?
By pushing it down with his tongue.
Actually, by pushing it down with his eyeballs.
Oh, good golly.
Mm-hmm. It uses them to help push food down its throat.
That's not as gross as the one before.
Nope.
But weird. Of course. I wish my eyeballs could do that. That'd be kind of cool.
Alrighty, so you know how there's, like, porn magazines?
Yeah, who doesn't?
So, the fact that they exist is not a big secret, so I'm kind of comfortable with saying this. However, humans are not the only ones that find them valuable. Which animal also finds them valuable?
Can I say three ideas?
Yes.
Okay. Fox, raccoon, and fucking groundhog.
None of those are correct. Experiments show that male rhesus macaque monkeys will pay to look at pictures of female rhesus macaques' bottoms.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I still want a monkey, though.
In 1567, the man said to have the longest beard in the world died after blank.
After getting strangled by his own beard.
After tripping over his own beard running away from a fire.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Good gosh. Poor old man. Wait, did his beard catch fire first?
I don't know. It doesn't say. Alrighty. In 1993, San Francisco held a referendum over whether a police officer called Bob Greary was allowed to patrol while carrying a blank. He was.
Okay. Everyone who's listening to this should be mature. If not, flip and cover your ears. I'm saying a dildo.
In 1993, San Francisco held a referendum over whether a police officer called Bob Geary was allowed to patrol while carrying a ventriloquist's dummy called Brendan O'Smarty. Turns out he was.
Well, I'm thinking of, like, dumb things. Wait. I wish there's a video about this because I really want to know how this happens. Like, does the dummy pull the guy over and ask for the license and registration?
I have no idea.
I want to know this.
The Dutch village of Giethoorn has no roads. Its buildings are connected entirely by what?
Water.
Yes.
Ha-ha! Entirely
connected by canals and footbridges over these canals.
So, 4 right.
Let's see. The Smurfs were real. How?
I am one. Wait, how are they real?
Yes.
Oh, those mushrooms that they live in are actually poison mushrooms and gives the people hallucinations.
So a family of people with blue skin lived in Kentucky for many generations. The Fulgates of Troublesome Creek are thought to have gained their blue skin through a combination of inbreeding and a rare genetic condition known as methemoglobinema. Methemoglobinema.
And methylonobia.
No.
I tried.
Alrighty, let's see here. What was the first American film to show a toilet being flushed?
The toilet flushing show.
Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho.
Oh. That's better than my idea, though.
Yep. Let's see here. In 2008, scientists discovered a new species of bacteria that lives in what unexpected habitat?
The frozen tundra.
Hairspray.
Wait, is it a bad bacteria?
I don't know, it doesn't say.
Because I use hairspray a lot.
Lieutenant Colonel Mad, that's in quotes, Mad Jack Churchill was the only British soldier in World War II known to have killed an enemy soldier with a longbow. Mad Jack insisted on going into battle armed with both a medieval bow and a claymore sword. That one was just too epic to try to question.
That is epic. Do not go into war like that, please. I understand if I do, but I probably won't even be in the war. I'll just fly there and just be like, I'm in the war now. Kill people. Even though I don't like this country, so I'd probably fight against him.
Alrighty, the longest musical performance in history is currently taking place in the Church of St. Burkhardi in Halberstadt, Germany. The performance of John Cage's Organ as Slow as Possible. Anyway, it's something in German. Started on September 5th, 2001 and is set to finish in what year?
2031.
2640.
Wait. So is it going to go on multiple generations? Because this guy ain't going to live that long.
Oh, yeah. Approximately 640
that
years.
That guy ain't going to live that long, so is he going to, like...
Mm-mm. Okay. The last time the note changed was October of 2013. The next change isn't due until when?
October of... So that would be 2024. Dang it.
2020, actually. Yep.
I wonder how much this... Wait, he doesn't need to get paid. Wait, is it a machine doing this or a guy?
I don't know.
Hopefully.
Probably a machine.
Because otherwise that would be horrible.
Here we go. The tiny parasite Toxoplasma gondii can only breed sexually when in the guts of a cat. To this end, when it infects rats, it changes their behavior
a zombie
to what?
Mode.
Make them less scared
of
cats.
Oh, so it's kind of like a suicide rat. Oh, I've heard of this. I've heard of this. I've researched this. How did I not know?
Mm-hmm.
I researched it because I hated cats, so...
Oh, Jesus.
What is it?
Okay. The largest snowflake ever recorded reportedly measured over blank.
50 meters. Oh.
15 inches.
Well, you said, oh, Jesus, so I thought it was like something abnormally huge.
There's also this one that says the Katzenklavier, or cat piano, was a musical instrument made out of cats, designed by 17th century German scholar Athanasius Kircher. It consisted of a row of caged cats with different voice pitches who could be played by a keyboardist driving nails into their tails.
Okay, I hate cats, but that's just evil.
Yeah, that's why I said, oh, Jesus.
That's just evil.
The Romans used to clean and whiten their teeth with what?
Two ideas. One, what is it? Leaves. I don't know why it took me so long. Two, the swords.
The Romans used to clean and whiten their teeth with urine. Apparently it works. Please don't do it, though.
If you do it, let us know if it works. You know what? Just go to our information podcast and email us or Instagram message us or Twitter us, whatever, and tell us if it actually works. But otherwise, don't do it. And don't say we told you to do it.
Let's see. The medical name for a butt crack is what?
Oh, I know this. It's on the flipper floppers. I can't remember. The Aeneas Kansas. Can't what the heck Kansas? Canyon.
The intergluteal cleft.
Okay, I did not know that one.
Alrighty, how about this? What's the official name, the like actual mathematical name for the shape of a Pringle?
I don't know.
A hyperbolic paraboloid.
Can't they just make it, call it the Pringle?
What was the first? What was the first toy to be advertised on TV?
My mom would know this. I'm just gonna say Barbie.
Mr. Potato Head. Oh. Ooh, unrelated to the list I'm looking at right now. Do you know where Barbie came from?
No.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you. So here's what happened. There was a war. I think it was World War I, but I'm not quite certain. Basically, men got lonely, so they took little, like, I don't know, Barbie-sized dolls with them that were anatomically correct. And this lady saw one in a shop, and she said, well, let's make this a children's toy, because that seems like a fun idea. So she did, and named it Barbara, and now we have Barbies.
When did the name change come around?
Barbara. Barbie is short for Barbara.
Well, most of the people I know whose name Barbara don't feel like shortening their name. Well, that.
Oh, Barb.
But not Barbie.
I don't know. It exists. Anyway, the first toy to be advertised on TV was Mr. Potato Head. Mm-hmm. Alrighty, a duel between three people is actually called a what?
Okay, is it weird or is it appropriate?
It's logical.
I want to say threesome, but I'm not going to say that. A trifecta?
A truel.
T-R-U-E-L. Your body does. Like a truel. Sounds like drool, but coming out of something else.
It's basically just like how mono, duo, and trio. It's that, but like dual. So, I mean, like, you just have ool at the end instead of
manual. O. That's a single person duel.
In South Korea, there is an emergency number, 113, to what?
The toy company.
To report spies.
Okay, they're going to probably call that every time they see an American.
Yeah, probably. Also, fun fact, emergency number in the United States is 911. In South Korea, it's 119.
Yeah.
That's also not a list I'm looking at right now. Oh, Jesus. Okay. You're never going to get this. There is a certain, I want to say crustacean, but that doesn't seem right.
Entomorphopod?
Anyway, no, I'm just going to call it a crustacean, and guys, have pity on me if I got this wrong. There's a certain crustacean that has 14,000 teeth.
What is it?
Oh. It's a snail.
Wait, is it actually dangerous?
Some of them can even kill you.
Where is the snail located? What's the snail's name? I'm gonna look it up. Oh wait, I can't look it up.
I don't know. It doesn't say. What's Sonic the Hedgehog's full name?
Sonic Speed Hedgehog.
Ogilvy Maurice Hedgehog.
That in the old cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, I remember that. That's from like the 80s.
Most toilet paper sold for home use in France is what?
Sandpaper.
Pink.
Probably still feels like sandpaper.
Let's see. Alrighty, yes. You know the game Cards Against Humanity, right?
Myself, because I'm lonely.
Okay. Cards Against Humanity bought an island in Maine to preserve wildlife. What's the name of this island?
Cards Against Animality?
Nope. Cards Against Humanity renamed it Hawaii 2. Alright, how about this one? Daddy Longlegs technically aren't spiders. And here's a fun reason why. It's not only because of the odd number of legs, or the not having eight eyes, or the not having, like, two different sections of her body. It's also because they have penises.
So what are they? Well, that doesn't...
Not spiders. They're from the family... They're from the animal kingdom family, Arachnid, but they're not spiders. It's kind of like that whole, like, all squares are rectangles, but not all rectangles are squares. It's like that.
Okay.
You know how the best thing since sliced bread is a phrase?
A what now?
The best thing since sliced bread? Yeah. It's a phrase commonly used. Okay. The best thing since sliced bread is the television. It was invented only 2 years after the invention of sliced bread.
So now we have to say the best thing from then. The best thing from television or something. Whatever's better than television.
Well, yeah. I have a different one. The dark region on the north pole of Pluto's moon, Charon, is called Mordor.
Shadow of Mordor. That's a game reference. You do know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, okay. That's why I liked that one.
Just making sure I'm not a nerd. Wait, I am. But not a lone nerd.
Let's see here.
I hear someone coughing.
Ew. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah, that's my mom. She has asthma. All right, how about this? Women have twice as many pain receptors on their body than men, but they have a much higher pain tolerance.
Because men are wusses. They act all tough, but they really ain't.
If you like unusual facts, then here's a good one. By law, a pregnant woman can pee anywhere she wants to in Britain, even if she chooses, in a police officer's helmet.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Too bad I'm never gonna have kids. Then I can't watch my wife pee in anything, everything. Wait, is that the same for Ireland? Does that count?
I don't know. I think we're about out of fun facts.
Even the stupid ones you didn't want to read at the beginning? Well,
yeah,
read them so I can
stupid.
Make fun of the stupidity.
Well, some of them are actually false, so. Like, there was one that said a duck's quack doesn't echo. Bullcrap, it totally does. The Mythbusters proved it.
Okay. So did everyone in my town, because we live in the middle of two mountains, and every time a duck quacks, it echoes. So, whoever thinks that's not correct probably lives in Kansas. And there's no mountains or anything to bounce off.
Alrighty. So you burn very little calories by watching television. What surprisingly unactive activity burns even more calories than watching television, yet is less active?
Going to the bathroom. Damn it.
Sleeping.
Wait, no, I move a lot when I sleep.
Yep, you burn more calories
you
sleeping than
calories
you do
watching
television.
Television?
Very little, and it's mostly by maintaining your body heat.
I think that's enough to let my family let me watch TV 24/7.
In 1386, the law required that anyone who murdered a child had to be hung in public. An odd thing happened in that year in France. What was
the
hung?
Child.
All right, here's the full fun fact. In 1386, a pig in France was executed by public hanging for the murder of a child.
How did the pig kill the child? What?
Don't know. Doesn't say.
What year was this? I want to look it up later.
1386.
Okay. Well, how many more fun facts is there? Okay, let's finish
like
this
about
five.
Five.
Let's get up to about 51 minutes. And then we're going to have to end it, and then I'll do some more explaining to the audience.
Okay. The clouds in the sky may look really light and fluffy, but they're not. A single cloud can weigh more than 1 million pounds.
Does that? I still want to eat one.
Coca-Cola would be what color if coloring was not
it would
added
be black.
To it?
Dang it. What?
Green.
Am I eating toxic waste here?
Mm-hmm.
Drinking. Wait, I don't drink Coca-Cola. I don't like the carbonation in drinks.
Bolts of lightning are most commonly seen coming from clouds to land. However, they can also shoot out of what?
Okay, is it stupid or is it going to be a stupid answer?
I don't think it's
stupid.
Is it
stupid. A weird answer?
I mean, it's slightly weird, but
okay,
it makes
so
sense.
It's not the human butt. Tree? No, not trees. Oh my god. Water.
bolts of lightning can shoot out of an erupting
sense.
Volcano.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, here we go. Haha! Al Capone had business cards. What did it say his occupation was?
I don't even remember what Al Capone did. Acupuncture.
Al Capone's business card said that he was a furniture dealer.
Really? I don't remember who this guy is.
I can't remember.
It was some sort of crime thing.
But I don't know what he did. Well, let's just get to the question, then we can figure it out later.
Alrighty. Alrighty. There's an ironic record in the Guinness Book of World Records that relates to the actual book itself.
The most...
What is this record?
Guinness Books of World Record records in one book.
The Guinness Book of Records holds the record for being the book most often stolen from public libraries.
Oh. I barely... Mm-hmm. Oh, that's probably why. I barely ever see them in libraries. Probably because they're stolen. Okay.
Alrighty, last two. The word gorilla was derived from a Greek word meaning what?
Tree human.
A tribe of hairy women.
Are you sure they're not drag queens?
Alrighty, and here's the last one. It should make you feel a little bit like your faith in humanity is slightly restored.
You know I have no faith. And you also know why.
Well, maybe not 100% faith, because here's this fun fact. No questions at all. Prisoners in Canadian war camps during World War II are treated so well that a lot of them didn't want to leave when the war was over.
I didn't... Well, because Canadians are nice. My Canadian boss let me drink beer.
My cat has been in here this entire time.
Aren't you in your room? So isn't it like an odor?
With the door shut, I didn't know she was here.
Sneaky. Well, is that all the questions? Hello?
Is that
all the questions? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for listening. I do not know if we're going to be able to do one tomorrow because I'm maybe getting my phone fixed.
Oh.
What?
That was super awesome. You know how telemarketers are awful?
Yes.
Okay, so here's what this man from Britain did to make his name harder for telemarketers to pronounce. He legally changed his name to Tim Price. Not even kidding. Here's how he spells it. T-I-M, self-explanatory, last name. P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-R-I-C-E.